Well, welcome to podcast number two, and do want to thank our sponsors up front, FMB Community Bank and Hex Chevrolet, as we start with our second podcast with the mayor, but we also have City Administrator Letitia Pasley with us today, and going to talk about infrastructure projects. There's several projects that are on the docket. A few of them are getting started or have already started, so quite a few things are getting going. Start off, Mayor, talking a little bit about it. I know you've kind of been brought up to speed on several of them, but there's a pretty long list of projects going on right now.
Yeah, no, and I think, you know, part of what we want to do is continue to be as transparent as we can and focus on the positive. And, you know, you hear a lot of the negative, but the good news is there's a lot of infrastructure projects in the works. You know, people would probably be surprised that, you know, the numbers around $30 million of infrastructure projects, you know, between now and, you know, the next probably 12 to 18 months. You know, a lot of this stuff has obviously been in the works for a long time. You and I talked about this last week. You know, these just don't happen overnight. So, yeah, I thought it was very important to have Letitia here. Letitia's been a part of this from the very, very beginning. And, you know, so again, a lot of positive things. And yeah, I think we're just going to try to talk about some specifics that are going on now and they're getting ready to start. And, you know, I think the biggest of those, you know, when you look at the $30 million, the biggest, that's the water sewer plant. You know, that's still, you know, it's been approved, but there's still some things to work out. But, you know, again, that's a big, significant project that, you know, is going to be happening sometime later this fall. But in the meantime, we've got some things going on now, and I'll, you know, let Letitia kind of weigh in.
Yeah, Letitia, kind of obviously the Randolph Street project's one everybody's going to see this week as it gets started. But it's very much needed. There's no question about that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it'd be nice if we could do all of Randolph Street, but unfortunately, it's a little costly. So we were able to use some of our Rebuild Illinois. That was some extra MFT money we received, MFT, and also some state transportation funds that we have through IDOT. So you, everybody will see that hopefully start tomorrow.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. So yeah, again, so to that point, and you've covered it very well, and we appreciate that. So if people aware that, you know, sometime this week, you know, Randolph Street from Sunset heading west is going to be shut down for, the good news is only for 30 days. The bad news is it is 30 days. But, you know, as Letitia said, we would love to be able to do it all. That's part of the long-term planning. You know, so there's going to be some impact, but in the end, we're going to have a nice new segment of road in that area.
Another thing, obviously, the sidewalks and the Safe Routes to School project getting going. And then there's more on top of that coming pretty soon.
Yes, we applied, I believe, back in 2021 for the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program, which you'll hear it say called ITEP. We were actually fortunate to be able to get almost $1.5 million in grants, which should, and unless there's unforeseen circumstances, cover the entire project 100%.
Okay. You know, and that's something to kind of point out too. You got grants for that. And I know people will say, well, why couldn't you use the grant for XYZ? Why couldn't you use it to improve that? That's not how grants work. So I guess talk a little bit about that if you would.
Yeah. Each state department, whether it's Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, IDOT, whoever, all have their own little niches with these grants. This one, as I said, it's Illinois Transportation Enhancement, is strictly for, I believe it was, walking paths, sidewalks, and bike paths.
Yeah, you just can't take the money and put it wherever you feel like.
No, we cannot then use that for the water plant or water line replacement. Same with CDBG, Community Development Block Grants. We use those for a lot of water line replacements. We can't then in turn fix a sidewalk on Fifth Street.
I guess talk a little bit about the water treatment plant, if you would. I know I've sat confused through a meeting or two myself on that. So kind of talk about where that's at and where it's going to go going forward. Either of you?
Yeah. So, you know, again, so we received, you know, it's about a $25 million project when it's all said and done. $8 to $9 million of that is grant money. So, you know, there is some bonding that's required. We are going to have to borrow at the city level to do that. But the facility itself is going to be located, you know, off of Sunset, you know, kind of behind what is now like where the safe office is, which, or the DePaulo floor covering building, back kind of what, if Orchard Street was extended through, we received a donation of some land. You know, we worked with our engineer, you know, he said, you know, this is the best central location for this, which was key to him, because as you know, where the project is now, you know, with running new lines, you know, the lake is our water source. So in his opinion, this made the most sense. And so that, again, that's a huge project, something, you know, obviously water is, you know, something very important to everybody. And, you know, so getting this new facility up and running, you know, is going to be, you know, very impactful.
Yeah. So more efficient than our current, and the opportunity for more water if we did have developers that needed it, correct?
Yes. And it'd also allow us to, we'll run the raw water main down the old Illinois Central Railroad. So that'll help with that aspect. And also to the point where we most likely will be able to get rid of the water tower we have in the country club. Most people don't see it because it's kind of under one of the hills by hole three,
I think.
Yeah, hole
three. Unless you play out there. Yeah, you don't know what's there.
Yeah, if you see a big mound out there, that's where it is. But yeah, so that's been extremely grateful. And also that part, the raw water main and pressure reducing station that'll go at Randolph, it's $1.5 million. We've actually applied for an additional grant to hopefully cover that almost in its entirety.
Okay, very good.
So that's so that's the key, right? Again, these grants are very specific. You apply for them years in advance. And so, you know, as we talked about last week, you know, we'd love to fix everything with a magic wand and do it right now. Unfortunately, there's a process. And what's important is, you know, there is a plan. So back to Randolph Street, we're fixing a segment at a time. There is another segment that we're going to apply for. You know, unfortunately, we have to deal with some water lines, you know, and some sewer lines before we can do that. So again, it's all part of the process. We just want people to know that there is a plan in place, and, you know, we just ask for their patience during this time.
I know construction frustrates people, but the bottom line is it's got to be done. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's why you apply for these things. So it's a momentary headache to have a lot better when it comes out on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I do want to go back to that safe route to school for a second. So right now, if you go down Fillmore, it's all the way from Kaskaskia College to Vandalia Elementary School. And then, as Letitia talked about, the ITEP, I mean, if you want to talk about where that's going to expand to, this is really significant. So
yeah, the ITEP, we will connect where Safe Routes is ending at the college. It is then going to go continue along Fillmore to Veterans. It will wind around Veterans toward Walmart and to Randolph Street. It will then go from Randolph down to Cole Street to Main, and Main to 8th. So basically you could ride your bicycle or walk from the elementary school all the way around and get to downtown. It will also include a sidewalk on Sunset from Randolph Street to Fillmore Street, which then ties back into the current Safe Routes project.
And then part of the planning for that is the next phase, because these go in cycles.
Right.
It will be to eventually connect it to the downtown and replace sidewalks and add additional sidewalks. So, you know, the walkability factor of the city is just going to improve considerably.
Yeah, our goal is to go from 8th, repair the sidewalks on 5th and 6th to kind of match 4th Street, and then eventually get you to the walking trail that ends at the river behind the health department.
Yeah, I know I did a story on that, and I had to double check with you because I couldn't believe that was all sidewalk through there. Because
yeah.
It's a huge area that's going to be
amazing once we get it done. But it's also, like I said earlier, one of those that it started like 4 or 5 years ago, and it's probably going to be like 2 or 3 years before we get it completed.
That's got to be the hard part on these, on your side, is you've been working on these for, well, since before COVID on some of these projects, Safe Routes to School for one, and then by the time they come to fruition. I know it's got to be frustrating at times.
It is. It seems to be we get everything done on our end, and then it proceeds to sit in Springfield for months. And then with COVID, everybody was working from home. People weren't in the office, and it just extended things way longer.
Two other things, Todd, just quickly. Uh-huh. The Osland grant out of the lake. So there's, yes. You know, right now that is ongoing. So they're redoing the shower house, redoing the camping pads out there. That was a $600,000 grant. So that should all be ready Memorial Day, obviously the kickoff to summer. So, you know, the lake, you know, not only is it our water source, but very important economic driver for the city. So very excited about that. And then I'm glad Letitia talked about the lead service line replacement. You actually covered that a little bit, but I just want people maybe to understand exactly what we're talking about there.
Yeah, and the lead service line, it's something that's kind of being led by EPA. And
no
it's
pun intended.
Right? Yeah. We're required to do this. We've been working on this for a while. We had to get a whole list of where our services are. We did actually send postcards out to all of our water users to ask them if they could tell us, do you have copper? Do you have galvanized? Do you have lead? Is it unknown? And we did not get a very good response to that at all. So now that all was part of the first $40,000 grant we got from IEPA. Then we applied for a second $40,000 grant. And you'll notice in some parts of town, which Todd, you shared the maps earlier, we've hired a vac company to come in and vac down every so many services to check to see if it's lead. And then we have an employee going around behind them, checking it off as they check it. We have now also applied for another $40,000 to hopefully then do a couple more sections to hopefully help us get this done. I believe we have until 27, I believe, is the new year of when we have to at least have our inventory done.
So to ask the not very fun question, if there is lead lines found, what goes next after that?
Then we will have to work on a replacement plan for those lines as they're discovered.
And this is, like you said, this mandated. The city has no choice.
This is mandated. Absolutely.
This is federally mandated. And we've been fortunate. I mean, we've kept very good records on all these water projects we've done. So some of the areas we already know, because mm-hmm. we were like, when we did the Birchie Street project, we did 8th Street from about the country club all the way to the north end. So we've been fortunate with that. So that's helped a little, but there's still a lot of services in town. I think we started out with 2,700 and some services.
Wow. I was going to ask a little bit, because we did get the city did get the grant for the for the city's property out on the West Interchange. So that was a good size grant, and now to be able to put infrastructure out there, put water and sewer lines. I mean, that's going to help going forward, certainly.
Absolutely, improves the marketability. I mean, right now we have 120 acres. It's really farm ground, you know, with a vision. Well, when you start seeing infrastructure go in there, then it's something that's, you know, it's really marketable. So we're excited about that. And that's going through the bureaucratic process, right? You know, we had a meeting earlier this week to discuss, you know, there's a couple things we're going to have to do related to some studies on the properties. But other than that, yeah, very excited about that, because you travel up and down the interstate and you see, you know, like warehousing, industrial opportunities, that is some of the primest real estate along, in my opinion, the 70 corridor. So,
yeah, very, you know, and I was thinking about this the other day, and as we're going to talk about this, you've got the 61 exit, 63 exit, you got stuff on both. It's still area that can kind of fill in between the two for certain. So there's still a lot of room for growth. Still a lot of room for possibility.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Exactly. Between the two exits, there's vacant lots, you know, and then you've got, you know, that 120 acres, which is just additional inventory, so to speak. And, you know, when you're courting, you know, potential businesses, you know, it's nice to have that inventory and have it ready. Again, with infrastructure, that's the key, versus just having raw land.
Any other projects we need to touch on? We've touched on a few. So
no, again, I just think very excited about, you know, again, this is the labor from the past administration. Letitia has been working on this for a lot of years, and so credit to them. These grants aren't easy. They're very time consuming. So again, I commend her for her efforts, and you know, we're going to keep asking, and you know, the future very bright.
And I will say this too, for you know, for Andy Gelsinger, for James Jackson, I know for those guys, gives them a little extra work here and there on some things too, certainly, that they've got to deal with.
Oh, yes, and definitely. So. And once hopefully we get it all said and done, then it's going to make everyone's jobs a little easier.
All right. Well, we covered a lot today. I appreciate both of you, Vandalia Mayor Doug Knable and City Administrator Letitia Pasley, today on podcast number 2. And again,
so
like
came up with a name yet?
I have not. I ask a couple of people and they haven't helped me yet. So podcast number 2 on our whatever the unnamed podcast. Again, like to thank our sponsors, FNB Community Bank and Heck Chevrolet.